from ABC News. I'm Mike DeBusky. There are calls for Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito to recuse himself from any cases regarding the 2020 election. ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran.
It's Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito embroiled in controversy after the New York Times published a photograph showing the American flag outside Alito's house flying upside down. The Times says the picture was taken in January 2021, just days after the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Some Trump supporters that day held aloft upside-down American flags as a sign of their rejection of Joe Biden's election.
The conservative justice did not deny it happened when asked by the New York Times. More scuffles tonight between police and college protesters, this time at the University of Pennsylvania, where Philadelphia police officers swarmed campus. Members of the Penn Gaza Solidarity Group said in a press release they were planning to occupy a university building. Former President Trump is in St. Paul, Minnesota tonight.
But I want to just start off by saying hello, Minnesota. This is a great state. We're going to win this state.
He's there after a judge granted him a day off in his criminal hush money trial to attend his son Barron's graduation in Florida. Pro golfer Scottie Scheffler calls this morning's incident in which he tried to drive through an accident scene a misunderstanding. Police say it's a crime. AABC's Trevor Ault reports from Louisville, Kentucky.
Scheffler drove slowly into the median.
It was very chaotic.
Where one officer tried to stop his car.
I said, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get to my tee time.
According to the police report, the officer suffered pain, swelling, and abrasions to his left wrist and knee and was treated at the hospital. The golfer did say,
it's just a huge misunderstanding this morning. That'll get resolved, I think, fairly quickly.
Police taking him to jail in downtown Louisville, facing four charges. Released within hours in time to tee off, and he played well.
He did sign a 5-under par. You're listening to ABC News. New evidence is surfacing from 2016 that could corroborate the claims of abusive behavior at the hands of rapper Sean Diddy Combs.
Disturbing new surveillance video obtained exclusively by CNN appears to show Sean Diddy Combs attacking his then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura, throwing her to the ground in a hotel elevator bank and then kicking her twice. He then tries to drag her away. The incident appears to support Ventura's claims, long denied by Combs, from a now-settled lawsuit filed last November.
ABC's Matt Rivers. A year ago, Portland, Oregon was shaken by the deaths of six women. Now a man has been indicted in three of the cases.
But police and prosecutors in Portland are refusing to give many details. They say 39-year-old Jesse Calhoun has been indicted on three counts of second-degree murder and three counts of second-degree abuse of a corpse. He was already in jail on unrelated charges. Multnomah County Sheriff Nicole Morrissey O'Donnell.
Their deaths have caused fear and anxiety across our area.
Investigators say two more deaths are still being investigated. The death of a sixth missing woman last year has been ruled unrelated. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Canadian police say they've solved the murders of four young women nearly 50 years ago. The suspect is a deceased U.S. fugitive who was hiding in Canada from the mid-70s to the late 90s. Tonight, the Florida Panthers beat the Boston Bruins in six games in the NHL playoffs to advance to the Eastern Conference Final. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsynads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.